Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He's worked hard in the offseason, and I think he's looking for a bounce back, and we're expecting it. I think he's going to be back to his old Nick Castellanos self, and just the way he's taken batting practice, live BPs, the at-bats he's had so far in spring training, it looks like he's letting the ball travel. He's staying back and not going out and hunting the ball out in front too far, and he just looks good.
Well, he better be good. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, of course, Kyle behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
There it is. There it is.
Good morning, Joe. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Well, of course I'm good. We're one day away from baseball. Tomorrow,
yeah,
opening day.
Now.
We're ready. We're excited. A lot to do today. Kyle Newbeck, 1 hour from now on the Sixers, on Joel Embiid, the MVP race. And we'll get to a lot with the Eagles. Jeff Lurie spoke last evening out in Arizona. Some really interesting things he had to say about the NFL, about the Eagles, Jalen Hurts, and the future of this football team. We'll get that, but we started there with Rob Thompson. He was talking about Nick Castellanos. And, you know, we mentioned him a lot last Friday because we were there Thursday in Clearwater when Rhys Hoskins went down.
Yes.
And, you know, it's pretty clear some guys are going to have to step up now. They need more production from everybody to make up for the 30 or so home runs they lose from Rhys Hoskins. And, Hugh, I think the spotlight early in this season with no Bryce Harper, with no Rhys Hoskins, you look in the middle of the lineup, it's going to be Turner and Schwarber near the top, right? The middle, though, it's going to be on Nick Castellanos to bounce back. And Rob Thompson believes he's going to, and he better, because I'll just put it out there like this. He was awful last year.
Yeah.
I mean, he just was bad.
And what I heard, he had some good plays in the playoffs.
He did.
Yeah. But during the regular season, not so great.
But he was bad. I mean, like, for a guy that got a $100 million contract, only hit 13 home runs, to be below average in almost every category, to have his slugging percentage drop by 200 points. He was bad in his first year as a Philly. And look, I have a lot of optimism for this team. I have a lot of optimism for this season. But I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm not convinced we're getting a bounce back out of Nick Castellanos. I am worried this guy is on the wrong side of his career, that the Phillies bought a player they thought was better than he is, and that he's going to continue to struggle. And maybe perhaps the city is too much for him. Hugh, I want to be optimistic. Maybe I could be convinced today, but I'm not feeling the Castellanos bounce back.
You know what? I am. And the one reason why I'll say this is because his act of selflessness and offering to play first base. That, to me, feels like a guy who knows that, you know, he didn't have the best year he had last year. He didn't have one of his best years last year. And he wants to be a part of this team. You know, the fact that there was a lot of talk about how, you know, he didn't like the fact that people knew where he lived and all this other good stuff. I think that he kind of gets it now, being here in Philadelphia. And I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. Anytime you're willing to play a position that you're not that comfortable in playing and going out and telling people that you're willing to do that, that to me says that you've bought into the concept of team and you want to do everything that you possibly can to help get this team back to where they were last year, and that's the World Series.
Well, you know, perhaps he is more comfortable. He talked about that. Here's Castellanos talking about why 2023 would be better. It was pretty clear last year he wasn't comfortable. I mean, Hugh just mentioned it. He was upset that people knew he bought Ben Simmons' house, which is just like, dude, like, no one really cares where you live. But this stuff bothered him. Here's Castellanos recently talking about why he thinks, you know, he's just more comfortable now.
Just prepared, I'd say, is the biggest thing. You know, like, I've seen all of your guys' faces pretty much before. You know, I know now my teammates, I know the staff, I know where I'm living, just little things, I guess, that matter to me, right? Like,
comfort.
Exactly. You know, like, my wife calls me a control freak, so does my family. And maybe there's a little bit of truth in that, but I'm working on it. But I'm excited for this year.
Well, and Hugh, we've talked about it before with you when you went down to Jacksonville. Sometimes going to a new city that first year, it could be jarring, right? Like new place, new routine, new house. Like I understand that's part of it. But part of me wonders and worries that he's a little bit of an excuse maker. Like Kyle Schwarber had a new city last year, right? He stepped in and you wouldn't have known he was in a new place. This guy, maybe he just got to feel comfortable. I hope.
You know what? It's like this, and this is the best way that I could, I'm going to do my best to try to describe it to you. Like coming back to Philadelphia for me in January was a bit overwhelming. I'm not going to lie. Even though I played here, I hadn't been here and lived here in about, 8 years. Mm-hmm. So to get thrown into a situation where, you know, being a former Eagle, going into the Hall of Fame, being here every day and having that energy of being in a city that is in the throes of a playoff run, there's a lot going on, man. There was a lot of people in your face. There was a lot of excitement and everything. And for me, being in Atlanta and being as laid back as I had been for the last 8 years, that was a bit overwhelming. Like, it was some anxiety. And people would say, well, hey, man, what's wrong with you? I'm like, nothing's wrong. I'm not used to this, you know, and it took me a while to adjust to being back in the city because I knew what it was like, but I didn't remember what it was like. So it took me a little while to adjust, man. And there's something to be said about some guys like you talking about Kyle Schwarber coming into a situation like this, coming from where he came from and getting all that adulation. Like he probably embraced that because that's something that he's probably never felt before in life. Some people don't know how to handle that. And for me personally, it took me a minute to adjust to that. It really, really did.
Well, adjustment is part of things. 215-592-9494. And Nick Castellanos has to adjust. He has to play better. Are you buying a bounce back here? So I think it was interesting. Dave Dombrowski's known this kid or guy now. I mean, he's 31 years old. But he's known Castellanos since he's drafted him when he was, you know, coming out of high school. He was a high school pick. And he drafted him all those years ago in Detroit. And this offseason, I thought it was interesting listening to Dombrowski talk about Castellanos, what went wrong, what he has to fix. Here was Dombrowski talking about a guy that, frankly, you know, he put himself out there for. They went over the luxury tax for this guy. It wasn't the Schwarber signing. It was this one that put them over. He thought he was a missing piece. Here's Dombrowski on a guy that he obviously still believes in.
One of his biggest problems, I mean, he has always been in a situation where he's not a real disciplined strike zone hitter. This year he was even worse in that regard. I'm not sure how much of it also was with dealing with all the adjustments that just come with signing with a new club, all the adjustment, new baby coming into the life in May, all of that. So there's no reason why he still should not hit with authority. He still drives the ball all over the place. He still has tremendous power. He's a hitter.
So a couple things there. I mean, he mentioned the stuff, the real life stuff, a baby moving. But he also mentioned, this is the truth, he's not a disciplined hitter, right? I'll just say this way. I don't think Nick Castellanos is a very smart hitter. I mean, I think he's talented. Like, right? He can put the bat on the ball. He's got power. But I don't think he's very smart. I think pitchers have figured him out. Just throw the ball low and away, and this guy swings every time. I mean, he didn't hit a home run after, like, August 20th last year. They played until November, everybody. 215-592-9494. Are you buying a Castellanos bounce back? Kyle Quinn, what are you feeling on this? Because he's obviously a big part of what they're going to try to do this year.
Sure is. And for the sake of the Phillies, and more importantly, for Hugh and I's fantasy
team.
There
it is.
That's why you see I'm being so positive.
There it is.
I got to.
I hope so, man. But I got to be honest with the people. I can't do that yet, okay? My big thing with athletes in this town is you got to show me, right? You don't get the benefit of the doubt from me without having shown me. And Castellanos last year was quite possibly the most frustrating player to watch in the batter's box that I can remember in a long time. And I'll make the comparison that I made last week with Alec Bohm, because Alec Bohm last year showed me a desire and showed me a growth throughout the season. I haven't seen any of that from Castellanos yet. In fact, it almost seems the opposite from him, almost like there's a level of apathy coming from Nick Castellanos. And here's one thing that I thought we'd be getting from him. It's the fire. Like, do you remember, Joe, I'm sure you remember this, when he was with Cincinnati and he's like sliding hard into home plate and he's flexing on the catcher and like nearly incites a brawl. Like, where is that? I haven't seen any of that passion, any of that fire in Philadelphia. I just don't know where it is. And I thought Philly might be able to bring that out of him, but it's been the exact opposite. I mean, he's been really subdued. So there's just something to me about the attitude from Nick Castellanos. It just really bothers me. It turns me off from being so eager to believe that things are going to be different with him this year.
I'm hoping that it's going to be different because it needs to be. I think for him, you know, just listening to some of the things that he said. Now, granted, you guys got to see him a lot more than I did because I didn't get a chance to watch a whole lot of Phillies games last year. But I think that he's taking the right attitude going into this season. I think that he's adjusted fairly well. You know, like I said, it can be overwhelming for some people to be in a situation where all eyes are on you,
yep.
Especially being somewhere where it probably wasn't that way. Listen, I say this all the time, man, and I try to tell people that being here in Philadelphia, this is one of the places that you play. I would say Philadelphia, maybe Kansas City, Pittsburgh. There's only a few places that you play where fans are passionate, as passionate about all of their sports teams. And this is one of those places. And for the simple fact that, you know, when I got here, the fact that people knew me when I jumped off the plane and hadn't played a down and was telling me about how we got to beat the Cowboys and things of that nature, that's some intense stuff. And if you're not used to that, it takes a while to adjust to that. It really does.
Well, it does. And but here's also the truth. Some players don't. Some players are not built for this city. And I have questions on this guy. I mean, in his career before here, he played in Detroit. He played at Cincinnati. He played 10 minutes with the Cubs. And I know the Cubs were obviously a big deal in Chicago, and they had already won their World Series. But that's it. I mean, he played at Detroit and Cincinnati. That's been the most of his career. And look, you go back to last year, he wanted to go to Miami. He was upset. He thought the Marlins were going to sign him. He's from Miami. The Marlins were interested. Whatever reason, they didn't want to spend the money. And he kind of came here because it was the only team offering him a deal. 215-592-9494. Look, we've all wondered this since last year. Is Castellanos going to bounce back? Are you buying the Castellanos bounce back? Because quite frankly, the Phillies need it. You know, when Rob Thompson puts out his opening day lineup tomorrow, he's somewhere in the middle. I don't know where they're going to put him, 4, 5, 6. I mean, he's going to be somewhere in the middle of the lineup. The Phillies need a Castellanos bounce back. Are you buying it? 215-592-9494. One day from opening day, there's a lot of X factors with this Phillies team. But Hewitt, if this guy goes back to what he was even 2 years ago, the Phillies' offense is going to be ridiculous because 2 years ago, he hit .309 with 34 home runs. Like, he was one of baseball's best hitters. And then last year, he was one of the worst.
Yeah, especially when you're talking about a team right now that's going to be looking to make up 30-plus home runs mm-hmm. that Reese Hoskins brought to the table, man. You're going to be counting on guys. You know, we talked about him. We talked about Alec Bohm. We're not trying to put it all on one person. But a couple people are going to have to step up and give us a little bit more until we get Bryce Harper back.
Well, it's for sure. They're going to have to. And when you look at Castellanos, he's the one everyone's going to look at.
He's money, making all the money.
Yeah.
And he had a rough year. And he's talking about making a bounce back.
Totally. I don't have a college degree. I hit baseballs.
Well, he didn't hit him last year. I know that. He didn't have either last year. It's going to be – he's the one tomorrow. Like when the game starts and they're playing their first game tomorrow in Texas – he's the one my eyes are on because, you know, he's the one that has such a varying degree of what he could be. Like, Kyle, 2 years ago, I remember when the excitement when the Phillies signed him because they already had landed Schwarber and it was like, whoa. They also got a guy that hit .309 with 34 home runs. Like, you add him to this, and that guy, I mean, they signed Nick Castellanos, but Nick Castellanos didn't really show up last year.
No, he was not the Nick Castellanos that we thought we were paying for. I mean, I remember when they signed him, I was more excited about that acquisition than I was the Kyle Schwarber acquisition. And I mean, obviously it seems dumb in hindsight, but that was the kind of guy that I thought we were getting. And like I mentioned just a little bit ago, I thought he was going to bring sort of that passion, that fire, that enthusiasm. And I thought Philly would really take to this guy, but it's been the complete opposite. I mean, he's maddeningly frustrating and he just seems like he doesn't care.
Well, that's the part, Hugh, that I think just people can't wrap their mind around. Like, it's one thing to struggle. Players struggle sometimes.
Yeah.
It just seemed like he was out of it mentally the entire season. Again, it's almost impossible for a power hitter not to hit a home run from August until the end, through the World Series. Like, I don't know. What was this guy doing?
I don't know. I don't know this young man, but it sounds like he had a lot of stuff going on in his head. And
yeah.
He was just not focused. He was not focused on what he needed to be focused on. He needed an offseason to try to figure it out, and it sounds like he's figured it out. But, you know, tomorrow's the day. Tomorrow's the day where you know you have to go out. It'd be good for him to get off to a great start. It'd be good for us, too, me and Kyle, if he got off to
well,
a great start.
Well, yeah, I mean, you guys are going to be all over it. I mean, this is going to be the Nick Castellanos show.
Castellanos, I'm pulling for you, man.
Well,
I am pulling for you.
Need you. That's a stupid question.
Yeah, I'm pulling for him too, but maybe not the first week because I'm going against you guys in fantasy.
I'm
so.
Pulling for him.
Yeah, I'm maybe trying to avoid a loss.
He started last year hot, so.
He did. He hit a home run in the second game of the season.
He was like hitting .300 up until that Mets series,
yeah.
I think.
I know.
When he got hit in the hand.
Well, you excuses. Know. Well, there you go. See, now we're making excuses for the guy. 2-1.
Well, that's just a fact, though. He, when he got hit in the hand, if you say he got hit in the hand.
He did.
When he, you know.
I know, but I don't like to. That's a cop out.
So I mean, well, I think it's fair to bring up. He got hit in the hand, Hugh. That did happen. The other thing that happened was he had an oblique injury in like late August, early September.
Those hurt.
Well, and he, and I thought this was a mistake on his part, but he wanted to get back to the lineup. He said like late in the season, you know, he refused a rehab assignment, which veterans could do. They don't have to do it, right? Mm-hmm. So they wanted to send him for a few days down to the minors to get, you know, get his swing back before he came back. He said, no, I just want to come back. But he looked like he wasn't ready. I mean, that's part. I just feel like the guy made excuses for an entire year.
Well, it's not like he's made some bad decisions, too.
Well,
made a couple bad decisions as far as his rehab was concerned.
Yeah, and defensively, not a good player, but he did make the funny part is everyone who said when they signed him, good hitter, bad defender, he actually made his biggest impact in the playoffs on defense. He made some plays.
I saw some of the plays he made on defense.
Yeah, he did. He surprised me with those. 215-592-9494. Let's have the Castellanos discussion. We're one day away from opening day here. Are you buying a bounce back? Rob Thompson is. Dave Dombrowski, I think, is hoping for it. We've got you believing. Kyle doesn't believe him, though. He helped draft a guy in fantasy.
Yeah,
that guy. We need him. 215-592-9494. I'm not buying it. I'm concerned he can't handle the city, and pitchers have figured him out. Lenny's in Conshohocken. What's up, Lenny?
Lenny!
Yo, what's going on, gentlemen? How are you?
How you doing today, Lenny?
What's up, Lenny?
I'm doing great. Opening day should be another holiday. After the Super Bowl should be a holiday, and opening day should be a holiday.
Oh, I agree with that, Lenny. Can't wait for tomorrow.
I'm so pumped. So a lot of people, I guess, misinterpreted what we were actually going to get with Nick Castellanos. A lot of people saw his home run totals the year before and thought we were getting a home run hitter. Historically, Nick Castellanos has been a career extra base machine. If you look at the season last year, and we all agree he had a down year, he ranked 20th in all outfielders in Major League Baseball in doubles, and that was an awful year for him.
I mean, okay. Yeah, I mean, but I understand your point, right? He's not your typical home run hitter, but he has for his career averaged about 66 extra base hits per season. And last year he had 40. Like, that's a big drop off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I also think that you have to give him a little bit of leeway because if you look at the entirety of the year, one third of the season, our entire team was off anyway under Girardi. So let's just see how it goes with Rob Thompson for the entirety of the year. I truly believe this guy is a professional hitter. One thing that I really think that people are underrating, and I understand we're putting a lot on Castellanos, is that our bullpen is so amazing. We are going to come out with five guys that are throwing 100 miles an hour. There's not going to be as much pressure on our offense to put up as many runs because our lineup is going to be our bullpen is going to be dominant. Boys, I'm pumped. Let's go, Phils.
Let's go,
Sixers. Let's go.
There we go, Lanny. Appreciate it. The last thing he said there, Hugh, I mean, yeah, their pitching could be better. You know, their bullpen could be better. Their pitching should be pretty good with, obviously, Nolan Wheel at the top. They're still going to have to score runs. I mean, like, the runs are going to have to come from somewhere without Reese, without Bryce Harper for the first half of the year. Like, there's no way this guy could just hit, you know, like he did last year. It won't be good enough. He's got to be better.
Yeah, especially when you talk about that big hole in the lineup. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is going to be the case. I feel like he's probably not going to hit a whole bunch of home runs, but he's going to move runners. I think that with Trey Turner leading off, there's going to be some opportunities for people to be on base damn near all the time. That's what it kind of feels like to me.
Well,
that guy leading off.
That's a big deal, right? Like, you know, I don't need him to hit 40 home runs. In fact, he's never done that. He hit 34 the year before he got here, and other years it was more like 26, 27. But he better be over 20 home runs. And like you just mentioned, there's runners on base. He's got to knock them in. Tim is at Jenkintown. What's up, Tim?
Tim.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's going on, man?
Yeah,
Tim.
So I'm not buying it, the bounce back. I think he was a big fish in a small pond, did fine when the pressure wasn't on in Cincinnati, but he came here and he turned into a little fish. And you said he's not a smart hitter. I think he's just has no clue up there. I mean, how many times was he sitting 0-2 and thought he was going to see a strike? I mean, the guy just doesn't think, you know, and you're right, that low and away pitch, that's not going away. And it drove me crazy last year that Tomper didn't move him down the lineup, which essentially killed Harper because he had no protection from him.
Tim, so. I'm with you. And I think Tomper, continuity was really, you know, he wanted to kind of keep things the way they were because the team was rolling. But that drove me crazy, Tim, in the World Series. I'm like, you know, why? Harper's not going to get anything to hit from the Astros pitchers. They're just going to go after Castellanos.
Yeah, they got lucky in the San Diego series that they were throwing to him. But, you know, I put him down the lineup. I don't want him in RBI situations where he has to be disciplined. You know, let him get his. The other thing is the type of hits. Like, I disagree with Dombrowski. He said he was driving the ball. I didn't see that at all. I mean, his hits were like bloop mistakes the other way. He didn't drive the ball with power. Yeah, I just didn't see anything that would encourage me to see a change this year.
Yeah, I agree, there were weak hits down the stretch of the season there. Yeah, and Hugh, that's going to, you know, last year they kind of left him in the middle of the order and they were like, well, he's Nick Castellanos. If he doesn't hit well this year, I doubt they're going to leave him in the middle of the order all season. He's got to hit.
Yeah, you know, the good thing about this lineup and the fact that you have all these potential hitters, you can start moving guys around, they're interchangeable pieces. And hopefully for his sake, He can get off to a good start, because if he doesn't, he's not going to be in that lineup somewhere. He's not going to be in there making it happen.
Well, I'll also throw this out there. I'll put it this way about him. He's got a half a season to hit. I'm telling you, when Bryce Harper comes back, I wouldn't guarantee Castellanos playing time. I don't care how much money they're paying him. Like, Jake Cave's hitting the cover off the ball in spring training.
That's where interchangeable stuff comes in.
Like, if they've got options.
But you can't put $100 million on the bench, though.
I'm trying to win games.
I understand what you're saying, but that's not that early in the season. You can't put that money on
the bench. You try to trade him, dangle him out there a little bit.
Maybe you'll do that, but you're not going to put that money on the bench.
It's not like he's earned a position in the lineup just based on his glove either, right? Like,
no.
He's a very replaceable player in the field and right now at the plate. And that caller, I think, made a great point about Dombrowski talking about him driving the ball. I mean, his at-bats in the second half of last season I can't describe him as anything other but, like, feeble.
Ground ball to short.
I mean, he was pathetic.
Yeah, and even his doubles, because he did have some doubles, like, in the Padres series.
Bloops.
Well-placed down the left field line, and it's a double. This is a critical year from 215-592-9494. Are you buying the Nick Castellanos bounce back? It is crucial. Opening day tomorrow. The Phillies need this guy. Are you buying it? Yes or no? We'll discuss it all. Plus, it's time to revisit something that happened with Castellanos in the postseason last year. At the time, seemed pretty funny, but I'm not sure it is now. We'll discuss it. We'll play it for you. All kind of Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. It is the midday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. The voice there, of course, the voice is Ken Rosenthal, Fox, and,
probably
of course, Nick Castellanos.
That. Probably should have kept that to us.
Yeah, maybe not tell everyone you don't concentrate all the time during the regular season.
Yeah, you can't do that. I'm a firm believer, man. Listen, I understand everybody likes transparency. There are certain things you just can't say. You can't say that, man. That's like a setup. Like that, there's nothing good that comes from you saying that. It's nothing. You know, I don't care if people say, hey, I appreciate your honesty. Like I said before, do me a favor. Go tell your wife a significant other. Hey, babe, you kind of fat. Or she asks you, hey, am I fat? You say yes.
How do you look in this? Not great.
Yeah. See how that works out for you. Sometimes it's best to lie. Everybody say, well, you know, you should lie. Man, listen, don't tell it. Just keep it to yourself.
Well, I mean, in Philly, we like honesty, right?
No, unless
the honesty is you saying that you flat out don't care. I mean, the Bohm thing last year, like, yeah, we've all cursed the Phillies ourselves in heated states of emotion, but this one, this comment by Castellanos, it really pushes the boundaries of what Philadelphians consider an acceptable level of honesty.
But see, this is the thing, and this is why I believe that he's going to have a bounce back year. He felt something last year in that postseason that he wants to capture again. And the only way you do that is that you have to maintain focus throughout the season and you have to play better. And especially now with Rhys Hoskins being hurt, you have to be a better version of yourself. You have to be.
Yeah, and the spotlight is on him more now.
Definitely.
Without Rhys. And look, there's no Bryce, right? So the moments are going to come to Castellanos. People love Schwarber, so even when and we know Schwarber goes through, like, slumps, right? But then he comes out of it and hits a million home runs in June. People aren't going to boo Schwarber if he struggles. Trey Turner's everyone's favorite player now because he came here and he's a great player. No one's going to boo Trey Turner the first 2 months. Like, this is on Castellanos.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to – if he hits early, great. If he doesn't, this guy's going to hear it. And I'm not buying it. I am worried about this guy. 215-592-9494. So you heard Castellanos talking about it during the World Series. Like, yeah, I'm concentrating now. Dave Dombrowski, again, the guy who gave him $100 million, even he admits the guy's mind wanders.
Because he's improved. He works extremely hard. Nick's worked hard at every aspect of his game. But for him, he acknowledged that his mind wanders at times out there, which is really not a good thing to have happen. But I think now that he's even acknowledged it, it's even easier for us to address. So it's not only from a working perspective, it's from a mental perspective, a focus perspective. And I think when he does that, he has shown that he can play fine in the outfield.
Well, you know, he better, because the Phillies need good production, both defensively, but specifically offensively. Are you buying a bounce back? 215-592-9494 on the eve of opening day here. That's what we're bantering with and to start the show, because I'm not buying it. Hugh is, and even though Kyle was part of the team that drafted him in our fantasy league, Kyle's not buying it either. 69% right now are saying yes in our Twitter poll. Bud is up next on WIP. Hey, Bud.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to say real fast, love your guys' show. I just moved down to Vero Beach by Jackie Robinson Stadium a couple weeks ago, and I still listen to you guys every day on the Odyssey app.
Awesome, so. Man. Bud, we appreciate that. How is it down there?
I absolutely love it. My wife, she works for a laser company, and we're going to Dallas for a couple of days. A couple of the husbands are plotting to sneak over to the Texas and Phillies game as soon as we get a chance to sometime in the next couple of days.
There you go. Be at a game to start the season. That's great. What are you feeling on Castellanos?
I got, like, mixed feelings with him. I kind of compare him with Tobias Harris. Like, the money obviously doesn't add up, but at the same time, he's got to be better. Just get up there, swing, make contact. You don't always have to, you know, hit a home run, but just get on base, be active, and hopefully he gets his head, you know, right and helps.
Yeah, baby
out.
Steps, baby steps. You know, yeah, just start out.
Yeah, that's all.
Just start out the season, you know, making contact, and then build up to that. But I think he's going to have a bounce back here, man. I think that the infectious nature of this city has gotten to him, and he wants to do better. I really believe that.
Yeah, you know, no, enough with the excuses. Like, we get it. Just go out there and play baseball, man. I mean, I'm not an athlete like that, obviously. So just go out, do your job, and, you know, that's all a Phillies fan would ask for.
Yeah, and I don't even think people are expecting or hoping. But we appreciate, man. Appreciate listening for some sort of MVP level play. Just be productive. But I am concerned here that we are lowering the bar. My 8-year-old started baseball practice yesterday for the first time, and
people,
I feel.
It's
like half of the coach pitch and half T-ball, because
They're
kind of like at that stage. But it's the first time he's playing baseball, and I feel like I heard the same message for the kids last night. Just make contact. Just go out there and try your best. Like, this guy's a $100 million player.
Wait a minute, though, Joe. You have to – even a sports psychologist will tell you at times, break it down to the basics.
I mean, we're going way down. We're going to the studs
I'm just saying. Make contact and then build up to that.
Yeah.
You know, just be productive. Go out there and say you want to play, be better defensively. The fact that the guy offered to play, it ain't just easy. Like, the way first base was described to me by Kyle Schwarber, it ain't just easy just to walk in there and just start playing first base.
He, when I asked him, he looked like he saw a ghost.
No,
like,
no,
I'm not going back over
the
there.
The fact that he went back to the moment, because I asked him to describe it, he went back to that exact moment when he was doing it and talked about how fast everything's going and everything like that. What he says, like, you're 100 feet away from the ball right here, you're like 300 out there in the outfield. Like, that was a moment where he said, you know what, I'm good. I don't want to do that anymore. But to have somebody go out there and ask to do that, to be a part of this, to help this team get to where it wants to be, I think that's the right attitude to approach.
I agree with you on that. That and what he was referencing a couple days ago, Castellanos volunteered if they need him to move back, you know, move to first base.
He started just working over there. He just started working on his own.
Which is interesting, because a couple years ago, we found an article when he was in Detroit, the Tigers, I guess, had injury issues or whatever, and they wanted him to do it then, and he said no.
Nah, I'm cool.
So, I mean, maybe he's matured a little bit, and maybe – I mean, I have to feel like he's got to realize how bad he was last year. So, like, anything he could do to help.
He does. And he realizes, with the injuries that you have and the fact that it's going to be a while before Bryce gets back, that you're going to have to pick up the slack. I think everybody kind of realizes that. The way that those guys went over there when he was hurt, when Hoskins was hurt, everybody kind of looked like, you know, they had to pick up the slack. Mm-hmm. They kind of knew that. You knew that, especially when you talk about where this team wants to be. Everybody has to do a little bit more in order to achieve that goal.
Yeah, and look, the opportunities are going to be there for him. I mean, Hugh, I can imagine a lot. Let's just pretend that Thompson bats him near the top of the lineup, middle of the lineup early. I could see a lot of scenarios where it's a leadoff single by Trey Turner, steal second base.
Yeah.
Kyle Schwarber walks. Two guys on, nobody out or one out. Here comes Castellanos.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I feel like if you're making contact in that situation, Joe, you're not probably hitting home runs right away, but you're moving runners. I think that's a good start. That's a good start to the season for him. And then you get comfortable with doing that. And the fans, the one thing I believe I know about Philadelphia is this, that if you do that and if you're out there giving it, making an effort, mm-hmm. they'll roll with you and they'll applaud you. And maybe he'll gain some confidence and then he'll start knocking the ball out of the
ball. Well, I hope so. And I think, and Kyle said earlier, he was a guy that looked like people thought he'd be a fan favorite when he got here. And it turned out to be the opposite. It could turn around. 215-592-9494. I'm not convinced. I'm worried. You're 235 in spring training. Opening day tomorrow. Are you buying the Castellanos bounce back? Let's talk to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
How you doing, Jeff?
What's going on?
I'm buying it because I told Kyle, you can't be much worse than that guy was last year in the hitting. So here's the thing. If he can give you somewhere around 275 and give you 25 to 30 home runs, that's going to really make up a lot that he didn't give last year. Plus, you've got to make up those 30 home runs that Reese isn't going to give you. Him hitting at that clip, I don't think he's a three hitter. He probably should be 4, 5, or 6. But I wouldn't put him in the third hole. No way.
Yeah, and that, Jeff, you mentioned the production they're missing there, and they need it. And like you said, he doesn't – like before last year, for his career, he hit about 278 if he had it all together, and he averaged like 60-something extra base hits. Like, that's fine. Like, I would sign up for that right now.
Yeah, that's where you need to be. And here's the thing. He's already done that. It's not like he's some guy that's been hitting 210 for his whole career, and we're expecting him to do 275. He's done this before. That's why I'm fairly confident that he'll get back to it.
Yeah, well, also, I mean, that track record does matter. Jeff, you're right on that. I mean, we have a track record of, what, 10 years in the big leagues.
Yeah, and you also have Bohm, who's probably going to hit more home runs this year. He's, you know, another year established. I think the addition of or the subtraction of Hoskins isn't going to seem that bad initially. Now, maybe later on in the season it might, because you don't know of other injuries that will come up. But I think they're going to cover that for at least the first half of the season.
Yeah, I think they will too. I don't think Hoskins is an irreplaceable player. And Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. But Castellanos is a big part of it, and it's just so weird because Hugh, Kyle mentioned last year he got off to a good start, and I mean maybe he did get banged up. I don't know, but like he just fell off a cliff at some point, and it seemed like then it snowballed on him, and it almost he didn't get a big hit for 4 months. It's crazy.
Yeah. And I think the fact that, you know, people started probably getting on him a little bit, that probably was a little bit overwhelming for him as well. But now, you know, having success and being on a team that has playoff aspirations, I think that's going to help him out tremendously. I really, really do.
And I hope he can block out the noise. I mean, some players we know just can't, Kyle. Sometimes this happens where players, that doesn't not just Philadelphia, Boston, New York, it happens in big cities. I hope he could block it out. Like, let's just say he goes 0-13 to start the season, which is very possible. Like, it's just one weekend, right? Like, he's got to block out the noise because it's going to start getting ugly.
Yeah, I mean, some guys can handle the intensity of playing in a city like Philadelphia, and some guys just clearly can't. I mean, we towed that line a little bit with Alec Boehm last year with that incident, right? But I think we quickly realized that he was built for the city. But, Hugh, I do think there's something to what you just said there about being on a team with championship aspirations and other guys in that locker room. They almost sort of force you to be a better or the best version of yourself, right? Listen, like, you see Bryce Harper and God.
You do not want to be that guy. You don't want to be the guy that lets the team down.
That's dragging everybody.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't want to be that guy.
Right.
You do not want to be somebody that when everybody's looking around the locker room and you lose, you know, you're at bat, you got two men on, and you get struck out looking.
Right.
You don't want to be that guy. Like,
yeah.
So there's pressure in there. So there are ways where, you know, you talked about how he's probably not smart at the plate. There'll be times where there's going to be maybe a tight game where he has to actually lock in and focus and actually move a runner or something like that. I think that's where that comes in at. It's something to be said about being shamed into playing better by your teammates.
Yeah, and the expectations are super high. I mean, last year they got there, but it kind of came out of nowhere. Like, they were pretty good, and we thought they had a chance, but it kind of came out of nowhere because they started off so poorly in May. I mean, this year from day one, there's World Series aspirations. Hopefully, I mean, that is a hope that motivates him to kind of lock in the way he said he did in the postseason. Rob Zadelko. Rob is up on WIP. Hey, Rob.
Rob.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, what's up, boys? How you doing?
How you doing today,
what's up, Rob?
Listen, I'm going to set the tone for today. I'm about to rip into Cassiano, so I'm going to give you the call today. You ready?
Okay.
Okay. But real fast on the Sixers, these are the playoff games right now, guys. I don't know if it's impossible to get the 2 seed. I don't know what the numbers are real fast, Joe, but
it's not impossible, but they really have to win. I mean, win a lot, and they also have to beat Boston in that game they play them coming up.
Well, you know why? This is why I'm mad at MB, because these are the playoff games now. Because we don't get that 2 seed, we have a less than a 0% chance of getting to the finals. We're not beating Boston in a 7-game series when they got the home court advantage. That's why I'm upset, because these games mean something now. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm upset, because they're just regular season games, but they're not.
Yeah, well, and look, Game 7 in Boston would be a big chore for them in the second round, that's for sure. Rob, what are you feeling on Castellanos?
Guys, what have we done? Not you guys, but I'm just talking in general. We've lowered the standard on these guys. Like, we have to tell a $100 million ball player to be focused. You know what? I want to talk about T.O. for a second. The guy might have been, whatever you want to say, off the field. But you know what? What was his moneymaker, Joe? His body was his temple, okay? You can say what you want about T.O. or certain other athletes, but he did whatever it took to keep his body pristine. Whatever he put into it, whatever he worked out with it, that was his moneymaker. Like, he was focused on, like, this is what's going to extend my career. This is what's going to make me the most money, Hugh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's my body. So we have to tell this guy. He's an unlikable guy, Joe. I think that's what matters to me, and maybe it shouldn't, but he's just unlikable. He just seems miserable. He's one of those hate-to-face guys. You know what I mean? He's a guy, you know, he probably kicked my rear end, but I would just love to just, you know, say, you know, I can't stand you. Like, he just gets that air about him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it's almost like he's dismissive of his own issues. Yeah, and Rob, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, I'm sure Rob's not the only one that feels frustrated at watching the guy for a year, because it seemed like he didn't care. I'm sure he did. Maybe it's just the way he comes off. He's been a good player for a long time.
Yeah, and it's something to be said, again, about being here and the expectations of the people. Now, you know, you talked about going 0-13. I think that if that was the case, with the expectation of this team and the way that I feel like I know this city, for the most part, They'll let that ride for a little while. They'll try to encourage him and bring him along. Now, you have to show growth in all of that. And I think, again, that he has. The one thing that you can't do is go out there and be the same guy that you were, looking like you're not interested in things like that. You can't do that. You have to show some kind of effort going into this season. And I think he will. I'm hoping he will because we got him on our damn team.
Well, for four more years. Yeah, and he's going to be a big part of it. Over under first boo for Castellanos at Citizens Bank Park.
Ooh.
Would you say fourth inning of the home opener next Thursday?
You know what? I'll tell you what. And this might come as a shock to Hugh. If he strikes out on the low and away slider at his first at bat at the plate,
yep.
He's going to hear it.
Nah.
Yeah, he will. I'm telling you, he will.
I feel like it's going to be there's going to be claps like, hey, it's going to be okay.
No.
It's going to be okay, little tink, tink.
But a lot of this is like, how did he hit the first six games, right? They're in Texas, and they play the Yankees.
Yeah.
If he hits four home runs the first six games, then you're right.
Yeah. Now, if he's struggling coming back home.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that we start in Texas. So now, if it was opening day in Philly, I mean, everybody knows what the issue with him is at the plate. It's the low and away slider. You can't lay off of it. If he does that again,
the Philly fans
are too smart to not let him hear it for that.
I would say even opening day in Philly, they would give him a pass if he did that.
Nope.
I don't know.
I think the Eagles got
booed on banner night, Hugh.
Okay,
they were bad in the first half. To be fair,
they were terrible. But they just won the Super Bowl. You don't get a pass, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be fascinating to watch how this plays out. 215-592-9494. Josh in the Northeast. What's up, Josh?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
What's going on, Josh?
So just wanted to come back, talk a little Castellanos a little bit. So I'm more so rooting for him to have a good year. I think he's gonna have a good year. Like, I think, Joe, you're a little bit too hard on him for last year. Now, obviously, it was a down year, but we're acting like he hit 210. He hit 263. I get it. We're paying him for power. But
yeah, I mean, it was one of the weakest 263s you'll ever see. I mean, his slugging percentage was 389. Like, he couldn't have had way out of a wet paper bag last year in terms of power. I mean, it was just nothing.
So, like, I'm ready to wipe the slate clean. Move on to this year, right? I've made a conscious effort to really, like, watch his at-bats in spring training.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I've noticed a significant difference already. Like, he's moved in closer to the plate. He has been not swinging at the first pitch, right? I saw some stat that he was, like, one of the walked the least or something last year, right? Because he was swinging at the first pitch every time. Not only that, and no matter if it was a fastball or a breaking ball. So I think I'm not saying he's going to hit, like, I think that 2 years ago, that may be an outlier. Hitting, what, 309, and what did he hit, like 34?
Yeah, Josh, I agree. Even if you look at the good years of his career, that the aberration was probably, well, the last 2 years were probably both aberrations. He's probably something in the middle between last year and 2 years ago.
Yeah. So the other thing I wanted to say, I was listening to you like August or so, right? This was like right around when Bryce was, maybe late July, right before Bryce came back. And you were not thrilled with Castellanos, which is understandable, but you mentioned, what are they going to do when Bryce comes back? And you said, I guess they'll have to bench him and put in Hall. I don't know how that made sense.
Bench Castellanos. That's what I meant.
No, you said to sit Castellanos and start Hall, but then who's playing right field?
Well, at the time, it wasn't clear that if Bryce had no chance to play the outfield. I think the discussion was if Bryce could come back to play the outfield. Is Castellanos a good enough hitter just to be the DH? That was that discussion. That's what I meant by that.
Okay.
I mean, obviously Bryce couldn't come.
Like,
yeah, obviously Bryce couldn't.
The same sided hitter, you know.
Right. Bryce couldn't come back to the outfield, so he had to be the DH. So the whole conversation didn't, that didn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to summarize it, I just think Castellanos is going to be somewhere in the middle. Like, I don't need him to hit 309. If he hits 275 with 25 home runs, like, that's a win. Right?
That seems like that's kind of the bar.
Yeah.
That's the bar for everybody for him.
Yeah, Josh, I think that's right. And we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, if you tell me he's around 280 you and he hits, not just home runs, like, because he usually hits a lot of doubles. Like, he has 300 career doubles. He usually hits per season, he averages 40, right? So, like, I don't need him to hit 30 home runs, but if he hits 20 home runs and he gets close to 40 doubles, that's good.
Yeah, I would say early on consistency. Just make contact. Make contact, good contact, hard contact early on. And then grow from there. I don't expect him to come out the gate just bombing. Mm-hmm. It would be nice. It would definitely be nice. Maybe come back home with like maybe one or two home runs.
That'd be great.
But just making contact, moving runners, I think that'd be good for him to initially start the season.
Yeah, well, they need it. Tom in Abington's up. What's up, Tom?
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
What's going on, man?
Morning, Tom.
All right. So, fascinating topic with Nick Castellano.
Yes.
Is he the most mispronounced name in Philly sports history?
Well, I mean, there was Alshon. We didn't decide if one of the top receivers on a championship team was Alshon Jeffery or Alshon Jeffries. I mean, that's still ongoing with that.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. It drives me bananas. It's pretty easy. Castellanos.
Castellanos. Anyway.
So when I love the question, but in order to answer this question about him, you got to kind of get to the root of why he had it down here last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've come up with two reasons why he had it down here. The first one's kind of a throwaway. The second one, I believe, more. But let's start with the first one. Did Nick move in the offseason?
You mean last year? Yeah, he moved. He came from Cincinnati to here.
No. From last year to this year.
Are you talking about out of the Ben Simmons home?
That's correct.
I don't know. I mean, he was all upset that we talked about where he lived last year.
Wait a minute. You're trying to say Ben Simmons' home is cursed, bro?
Did he haunt him?
That's what I'm saying.
Tom, you wild.
Well, listen, I'm trying to stay on Cassiano's good side. If we start talking about where he lives, the guy's going to freak out and not get a hit for 3 weeks again.
All right. So the more sane response to this question would be, I do believe he's going to have a bounce back year. I think it's the whole Bryce Harper thing. Because if you remember when Bryce Harper got here that first year, with his adjustments to the city and everything, as good as he is, and he's great, it took him a year to settle in and become the Bryce that we know today.
Well, Tom, it's interesting. People forget that because he had such a big August that year that he kind of moved all his numbers kind of close to normal. But the first 3 months, you're right, he was here. He wasn't great. I mean, that's just be real about
right.
it. Yeah,
and I think we can apply the same to Nick there. Now, Q?
Yes.
I need you to go out and get that beta fish for Joe because he's afraid today as
emotional
well.
Support fish?
I'm not afraid. I'm confident on this. He's not going
to
bounce
today, back. Today is not a bad day for Joe. I've seen Joe when he's, you know, he needed to be talked off the ledge or needed an emotional support fish. But, no, today he's pretty good. He's pretty good.
Today's a good day?
Today's
right,
a good day.
Good. Have a good day, Solomon.
Tom, hey, appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, I'm not worried about Castellanos. I just don't believe in Castellanos.
Yeah, you've been. That's the train that you've been on.
We're not worried about him until after the first game.
Yeah, because we got
yeah. Well, it's kind of tough to base it on tomorrow. He's facing probably the best pitcher in baseball when
nope.
he's healthy.
High expectations.
It doesn't matter. He's facing DeGrom tomorrow. Kyle's going to come in here Friday, guns ablaze,
fired up,
all upset at him. Well, listen, he had a tough first year. There's no question, and he's got to bounce back. Are you buying into a 215-592-9494? That's how you hop in. Are you buying into a Nick Castellanos bounce back? On the other side, all your phone calls on Nick. And we'll talk to Kyle Newbeck. Sixers play tonight at 7:30. We'll ask about the MVP race. Joel Embiid, what he thought about Joel sitting the other night. And is he concerned about the state of this team health-wise as we head towards the final stretch of the regular season? Lot to talk about. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.